Name?
Richie Deal.
And your bib number, Richie?
65.
Okay, we are a mandatory gear check, but I'll have you sign in first. Do you want to declare your 24?
Yeah.
Okay.
You gotta look at
your... Yes, I need to look at your gear, and then these guys will help you park.
Here's all the food, there's sleeping bag.
Okay.
Here's the axe.
Vet book?
Vet book.
Okay, promotional.
Is that the,
I see it, okay, good. Cookers and booties.
Cookers right over here.
Yep, I see it, okay. And booties. Very good.
Yeah.
He's declared his 24.
Would you like some dog handlers to help you get to the field?
Yeah.
Can my dog handlers hold your gang line?
Say what?
Can my handlers hold your gang line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome, Richie.
Thanks, Lorelai.
Good to see you.
Richie Deal, you just got to Takotna, taking your 24-hour layover. I haven't chatted with you since Anchorage, and this is your rookie run. You came in today, and how's it going so far?
It's been a pretty fun ride, besides fact that my dogs haven't been eating much, and they've been a little sick, but we're dealing with it. And it seemed like that last run, for a nine-hour run, they looked real good in my eyes. Uh-huh. So
they've kind of battled that whole sickness, and they're looking better.
I hope so. I mean, they on our way over here from Nikolai, they finally started eating, and they're just in a beautiful trot. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because I remember Pete, when he first ran this race, he kind of had the same issues coming into his 24-hour, the very same thing. It seems to be kind of a rural Alaska trend that you enter a big race with a lot of teams everywhere, and dogs just seem to get sick.
Yeah, I mean, ours aren't around all these other teams, you know, all winter, and so it's new to them, and they're not really immune to it, so they're still a little sick, I mean, and we'll work on it here, and hopefully they get better.
You know, despite dealing with some issues with the team, are you pretty much on schedule? Are you happy with the time that you did get here?
Yeah, I am. I mean, it's only the first half of the race, and they're doing good for the circumstances, and I think once they get over this, they should be ready to, you know, move down the trail a little bit faster than what we're doing now, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're not new to mushing. This is the first time you've done the Iditarod. You're doing the Iditarod, but you've done a number of mid-distance races, and you've been mushing for a number of years, and can you talk about maybe the strengths of your team? You know your team really well. You kind of, you know, just from, I'm sure, researching and following the Iditarod, you probably know the strengths of other teams. But what's your, you know, Richie Deal, your team, what's the strength that your team has?
They have a little bit of speed. When if I could get them into a rhythm, they've got a little bit of speed. That's one thing I've noticed in previous races. So just keep them happy and keep them fed, and they can move sometimes a little bit quicker than other teams.
Mm-hmm. And how's the trail gone so far? You're kind of, you know, toward the back end of the pack, and from what I understand and from what I gather, the trail gets kind of torn up from all the other teams in front of you. How's it gone so far?
The gorge was pretty wild. I mean, the trenches in there pretty much would just swallow your sled, and it was wild in there. But we made it through there.
And so the rest of it, I mean, it is Iditarod, and you come in expecting everything and anything, I'm sure, but everything was pretty manageable otherwise.
Yeah, the steps weren't too bad. There was plenty of snow in there, and there was some places in the trail where it was real soft, but that's nothing new. But yeah, the leaving Roan there, going through the Buffalo Tunnels, that was a pretty interesting place. Got within about 20 to 30 feet of a wolf who was in the middle of the trail eating somebody's snacks, and he didn't even know I was coming around the corner.
And was there anything, I mean, what happened?
I yelled and he bolted. So, and he took off.
Looking up ahead, you know, you're going to have a good long rest here for the next 24 hours. And in looking at the next portion of the trail, an 8-hour on the Yukon, I'm sure you have an idea of where you're going to do that.
I'm thinking either shaglook or grayling. I want to do it in grayling, so that possibly if the dogs look good, I could do that long run up to Eagle Island, but we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Now, any surprises with this race, this being your first time seeing the trail, first time really testing your dogs with this distance?
I mean, all of it's new to me, so in some ways it is, the terrain and country is kind of a surprise to me. I mean, it's all different. We don't have this, you know, around Aniak, the mountains, and so, I mean, all of it's new and challenging, and so.
You know, you had said that this, you plan on doing this for years to come and, you know, becoming a really competitive musher, and that's still very much the plan.
Yeah, I mean, I am having a good time. It's just frustrating when there's dogs are sick, and I mean, I haven't got much sleep because I've been trying to feed them and it's been getting nowhere. Uh-huh. So
a good long break here will be.
Nice. I hope so. Yeah. All right. I mean, I hope to get them, you know, eating, and yeah, I'll get some rest too.
Yeah. Richie Deal in Takotna taking his 24-hour layover and reporting in Takotna. I'm Lorelei Kinnean.